Hey, Grace Fellowship. It's hope you all are safe and staying warm this morning. Today we're going to be talking about this character trait of justice. And we've been talking about various character traits. And justice stems from, first of all, knowing a God who is just and coming under his just rule. Then we will begin to practice justice towards others and live justly ourselves. I just want to start this talk off with an illustration. You know, in ancient times, roads were not like roads that we have today. They were not designed by engineers and were basically paths that more and more people walked upon, and they became more and more used. There were ruts, there was dust, there was mud rather than asphalt and concrete. If there was a boulder in the way, you didn't blow up the boulder, you went around the boulder. If there was a gully in the way, you went through the gully or around the gully. So the roads were often not very straight. They'd be very windy and adjusting to the terrain rather than expecting the terrain to adjust to the road. One thing that changed roads was emperors and kings going somewhere. When an emperor or king would want their entourage to go to a city, the rutty road would not do. They would send engineers ahead of themselves, fill in the ruts, make the road wider, blow up the boulders, make it straight. We still have some Roman roads that were constructed that are still around today. They were constructed very well. We still don't exactly know what kind of mixture they used for the concrete. Some of that concrete is still good, which is amazing. So when the king came to a town or village, the roads adjusted to the king rather than the king adjusting to the roads. It's an important point for us to keep in mind for this message today. Today we're going to be looking at Luke 3, 1 through 20 in the ministry of John the Baptist. We'll be looking at how we grow in the character trait of justice by understanding the lordship of God over our lives and the lordship of Jesus over our lives. If I was to summarize the talk today, the challenge for us today would be this: adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus. Adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus. I'm going to read with all of us today from Luke 3, if you want to turn there. Luke 3, 1 through 20. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none. Whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added to this to them all, that he locked John up in prison. So as we're considering adjusting the roads of our lives to King Jesus, if you think of that passage in Isaiah where it said the mountains will be brought low, the valleys will be leveled, there's two areas in our lives where we tend to exalt ourselves that need to be leveled, and two valleys where we don't have any expectations that need to be raised. So the two mountains that need to be leveled come through relying and obeying Jesus, relying and obeying Jesus. The two valleys that need to be leveled come from relaxing in Jesus and expecting him to work. I've taken these 4 points from a Tim Keller sermon, but have implemented them with my own material, but just want to make sure that you're aware of that. So you know where to give credit where credit's due. Well, let's look at the high places that need to be lowered for us to adjust our roads to King Jesus. The first one is this. Number one, adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus by relying on him. The first way we prepare the way for God to enter our lives is by reliance. Another word here, this reliance, another word for it could be repentance. John speaks boldly about repentance. He called those who are coming out to him to repent. He told them to bear fruits in keeping with repentance. The fruits of repentance are a changed behavior, but behavior is not what repentance is. Repentance is doing a 180, a turnaround, a change of heart. It is a change of the root, not the fruit. The fruit changes because the root changes. The root is self-reliance, and it changes to God-reliance. Our heart changes. Instead of relying on other things or on ourselves, we are now relying on God. We stop believing the lie of the serpent in the garden that God doesn't care about us and we have to take care of ourselves. Our real problem is not what we are doing, but why we are doing it. If we just focus on the fruit, but not the root, we won't get to the real issue. So the first mountain that must be laid low to adjust the roads of our lives to King Jesus is to lay low the mountain of self-reliance and idolatry and idol reliance in our lives. We adjust the roads of our lives to King Jesus first by relying on him. Second, the second mountain that needs to be laid low to adjust the roads of our lives to King Jesus is number two, adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus by obeying him. By obeying him. You have to start with rely, but move on to obey. Don't do obey first, then rely. We start first with repentance and then move to obedience. We change the root of why we do what we do, the behavior will then begin to change. If you change the root, you change the fruit. We don't expect God to adjust to our roads and how we've been doing things, or how our culture says to do things, or how our family says to do things, or how we think things should be done. If we truly make him king, we adjust our roads to his. Obedience means letting him be God and letting him tell us where to go and where not to go. Letting him tell us what boulders need to be removed and what valleys and mountains need to be leveled. We can't expect God to follow our map for our lives. We must follow his map. And this can be a challenge. We often want God to follow our plan. That is pride. So if we are going to adjust our roads to King Jesus, It involves us following his plan. And there, it will offend every culture. It will offend every individual at some point in their lives. All of us have roads in our lives that do not align with the way God wants the roads to go. And it can be hard work to obey, to level things, to let him level things, to be in compliance with him and acknowledging that he knows what he's doing. So we've looked at these two mountains that need to be leveled. Let's look at the valleys that need to be filled in by God. Number three, adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus by relaxing in him. Adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus by relaxing in him. You know, we see this idea of relaxing in the concept of baptism in this passage. The Jews did not perform a baptism prior to this. Baptism was for Gentile converts. You know, they would wash their hands and stuff, but a full body baptism was for unclean Gentile converts. And it was something the person did themselves. It wasn't something that someone else did to you. So John the Baptist was being quite controversial and scandalous and having everyone baptized in the river, both Jews and Gentiles, and not by someone else. What this communicates to us is we all need salvation by another's hand and not our own. It doesn't involve our reputation, our pedigree. It doesn't involve our works or efforts. So a way to maybe remember this is it doesn't matter what your past is, what your pedigree is, or what your performance is. You need a savior. You cannot save yourself. And you need to humble yourselves in baptism. Relying on Jesus means that we let him fill in the valley of our lack of good works and our falling short of what is required to be saved. He filled that valley in, and we must accept that for ourselves. So relaxing is trusting in him to be your savior. And that can be challenging. So we've looked at relying, obeying, relaxing in order to adjust the roads of our lives to King Jesus. Finally, adjust the roads of your life to King Jesus by expecting him to work. Number four, adjust the roads of your life to Jesus by expecting him to work. John the Baptist, in the latter part of this passage, talks about how Jesus was coming and would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It's not just a water baptism. This is being filled with God himself and him purifying our lives. We can look forward to the fact that Jesus is going to make everything perfect at some point. But the question is, are we expecting him to do great things in us and through us? This is where the idea of justice comes in. When you have received justification, which relates to that word justice, you've satisfied the justice of God through the righteousness of Christ in your life. And then you've acknowledged that his commands are good and right and true. All the Ten Commandments are about justice, about right relationships between us and God and us and others. When we truly understand justice, we will be just people. We will put ourselves under God's justice, recognizing that his commands are righteous and good for us, and we will not chafe and kick at the goads and not want to do them. We will do them because we know they're good for us, and he is a loving God, and he's not trying to ruin our fun. We expect him to do great things. We expect him to bring justice where there is injustice, and we will be part of that, even in this lifetime. There's a story Tim Keller told that may or may not be true, but he likes the story anyway. It's about Alexander the Great. And in the story, Alexander the Great had a general. And the general said, "I'm going to give my daughter a wedding. Can I have some money from you?" And Alexander said, "Sure, take all the money you want." Alexander, the man goes off and takes an enormous sum from the treasurer. The treasurer comes running to Alexander and says, "Do you realize how much money this man is taking? This man is taking 10 times more money than anyone else has ever taken for a wedding. And the response of Alexander is interesting. He says, wonderful, give it to him. And the treasurer is like, really? Why? And Alexander says, by his asking for such a ridiculously exorbitant sum, he does me great honor. He shows he believes that I am both rich and generous. He is treating me like a king. I remember when I was in college and I was on a mission trip in France. And the place where I was staying had a little window that overlooked the city, and I could see the Eiffel Tower and the other areas. And as I was praying for things, the Lord said, ask me for Paris. Ask me for France. And I was like, I can't ask you for that. I'm so small. What is that? And I was challenged to ask big things of God. And sometimes I forget that. You know, so often our prayers can just be about our own lives, our own circles, praying for our sicknesses and other things. And those are good to pray for, but are we serving a big God? Are we praying for America? Are we praying for other nations? Are we asking him to work among the peoples of this world? Are we praying for big situations that we feel like we could do nothing about? Expect and ask big things of God. Ask for his justice to come, for people to understand him and adjust the roads of their lives to King Jesus. You know, do you and I treat Jesus like a king by our expectations? Do we treat him like a king by what we are boldly willing to ask him to do in the lives of others and even in countries and the world? Do we treat him like a king, knowing that every mountain of injustice will be brought down and every valley of hurt and brokenness will be brought level? So today we've looked at adjusting the roads of our lives to King Jesus. When we do this, we will truly know and grow in the character trait of justice. We will relate to others in just and fair ways if we truly understand the righteousness and justice of God. We will obey the laws of our land and the laws of Jesus, our King. We will have compassion on those who are marginalized and unfairly treated. It all starts with us making Jesus King rather than anything else. Let's adjust the roads of our lives to King Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we want to be just people. And we recognize your justice for us was not carried out because it was brought upon the head of King Jesus. He took our punishment. We are justified because of him. And others can be justified because of him as well. You have brought us into right relationship with you so that we truly can be just and justified. Lord, help us to lower the mountains, raise the valleys, and let you do that, to work along with you in that process, to let you do that where we can't. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As a benediction to you, if you want to raise your hands, go forth today adjusting the roads of your life to King Jesus. Do this by relying on him rather than yourselves or other gods. Do this by obeying him and letting him be God in your life. Do this by relying on him to save you and not relying on your past pedigree or performance. Do this by expecting him to do great things and treating him like a king who can genuinely do great things in your life and in others' lives and in the world. Go in peace.